Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the tree right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his stylish knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Where the party they gonna have? Out in the St. John's Swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Marco, how are you this evening? How are you?
I am doing so good.
these weeks just cruise on by.
Let me tell you, here we got dialed in tonight there, TJ. We got Theron from Mississippi, Audrey from Kentucky, Ken from Michigan. We got Leo and Doyle. And we also have Rocky.
And Rocky, the Rockmeister.
You know, I was...
If you'd like, I'll put them all on, or would you like to just take them as we go?
You can put them all on. That's fine.
Okay, you know? Here we go. I'm going to start out.
Yeah.
Rocky?
You know, I was...
Doyle?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, how are you, Rocky? You know,
I'm doing good.
I know you love this. This week I was reading a news article, and it was funny as can be. I mean, it's a little bit, it's not about Bigfoot, but somebody referred to a pistol or a handgun as a high capacity
Audrey
assault revolver.
Everybody's on.
You know,
my arm.
Did you see the comment on my Tommy?
Oh, I probably haven't yet, but, you know, It's Bigfoot time, but I just had to share that real quick with you, you know. You know, folks, Bigfooting is getting really weird right now. It's been a funny week, you know. I know it's always around showtime with all these different summer events because, you know, you got all these people asking for this, looking for that. For example, right now, Russell Acord is looking for somebody with horses so that he could take Gimlin up to Bluff Creek, you know, and then you got people talking about all these pretty much fake photographs of creatures in water, and the M.K. Davis is starting to pop back up in the news again. He's saying that Bigfoot has glowing hair in the pictures, and, you know, it makes me kind of wonder, you know, what the heck's going on, you know? People are taking Bigfoot to a whole new different level. And, you know, the dog man's a whole different level for me, but, you know, Bigfoot now has grown wings. He has translucent hair. He orbs in and out of places. He transforms from Bigfoot to a squirrel. Aliens have dropped him off here. I mean, we went from a living, breathing creature to a creature now that can physically disappear and manifest himself behind a man sitting in a chair, a doctor of also. Okay, he's a doctor out in Washington. I won't mention any names. And Bigfoot massages his prostate. I mean, what the heck is going on?
Hey, but you missed one, Tommy.
What I missed?
You missed one.
What I missed, Leo?
Who got you?
You know, folks, I want to welcome you back to Bigfoot Live. Another weekend of Wednesday night Bigfoot talk with the gang. And we got some special folks with us tonight. We got Theron from Mississippi. We got Audrey. She's out there in Kentucky. And we got our good friend, Mr. Ken up in Michigan. You know, Ken loves them fruity apples. That's all I got to say. And Big D has joined us. Boy, we got a star-studded crowd this evening. A star-studded crowd. You know, why don't we just get right into it? Let's talk about Bigfoot. You know, we haven't talked to Theron here in a while. And, you know, Theron, I hear some stuff's going on up there in Mississippi. You were telling my father about it. And I was hoping you could come on tonight and share us with some real activity with a real creature that, you know, is there, that you know that's there. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you real well.
Okay, well, we've had some sightings here and there every now and then. It's not like it was some 4 or 5 years ago where it was being sighted every day and every night, but every now and then the people come on and tell me that one ran across the road in front of them, and the sightings continue, you know. So, I'm really excited that people are still seeing Bigfoot around the Choctaw Indian Reservation here in central Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what recently has happened? You said they were fighting, or?
No, fella told me this morning, the other day, that his friend or his cousin a few weeks ago was driving down the road close to my house down the road,
mm-hmm.
and one ran right across the road in front of him, you know. So we're still getting sightings here, and it's
right
really
on.
Exciting. And I was telling Tom the other day, we had the Choctaw Indian Fair last week, and some visitors came over from North Mississippi, and the guy that was showing the people around, he used to teach school at the Choctaw Central High School, and
okay.
He brought his two friends with him, and they were driving down the road closer to my house. And we have a big 300-acre lake just down the road from my house. Anyway, they were driving down the road, and then this is this is really great because there was a picture involved. Anyway, as they were driving real slow, one the guy said, "What's that right there? There's something sitting right there on the ground." So he was driving slow enough, and he stopped, and he got his cell phone, and he took a picture, and it was, and then I saw him at the chalk off there, and he said, "Come here, I've got to show you this." So he took out his big cell phone and got the picture out, and this creature was very small, but he got the picture, and it was very clear, and it looked very, very gray.
Right.
And he said that as soon as he took that picture, the creature just ran straight into the woods. So we got something going on here. To me, it looked like one of those. It looked like one of those. Have you seen UFOs and stuff like that? You know, the alien beings and stuff like that. It looked like one of those alien beings. But
kind of like one of them grays.
The one of them grays, you know, and you know, the picture was very clear, and it was sitting right there, and this picture was taken just a few days ago, near my house.
When did we get to see it?
Would you say that again? I couldn't hear you.
When do we get to see it, Theron?
My friend, he lives in North Mississippi, and he'll be when school starts, he's gonna be teaching at the Choctaw Central High School. Now, I'll see if I can get that copy of that picture.
Well, maybe he can text it to you, and then you know you can print it or something.
Yeah, I don't have his telephone number right now. Somebody stole my iPhone about a year and a half ago, so his number was in there. I should have asked him for his number, but I didn't. But I saw the picture that he got, and it's very it's very exciting to see something like that. But
well, just
kind
of describe it for the listeners, Theron. Describe it.
Okay.
With
it was
your own
sitting
eyes.
There. It was sitting there. It was kind of it looked to me like it was it had a large head.
Uh-huh.
And it had a real thin body. And it was
Wait
gray.
Wait a minute, Theron. Let me back up here. I'm catching on. Are we talking about a Bigfoot or a gray alien?
It looked like a gray alien to me. That's what it looked like to me, a gray alien. It had a big head
right.
and a skinny body.
Huh.
And, you know, I think a lot of times for some reason or another, it seemed like whenever there's UFOs, there's Bigfoot, you know? So I don't know.
What's your theory on that?
Well, the Choctaw Indian people always talk about the thing called Bopoli. And a Bopoli is a small creature, like a small man or... You could say it was a, what the Irish call leprechauns, but
okay,
it's always people always talk about the little man, and to me, my theory is these are alien beings that's being seen all the time, and the Choctaw people all know about it, and. The thing about it is the Choctaw people say that this creature does that tree knocking. So,
the Bigfoot or the alien?
The alien does the tree knocking.
Okay.
The legend says that it will steal children, you know.
Oh, so it'll abduct kids.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was very interesting. I saw the picture, and besides Bigfoot, we got a small gray man running around.
Globally.
Yeah, anyway, Matt Jackson recently saw one right across the road here near my house. It jumped into a ravine, and it disappeared. He said that this Bigfoot was orange in color.
Okay.
And, behind my mother's house, there's still tree formations, you know, like X's.
Uh-huh.
You know? And you have these young oak trees that's been bent. There's a lot of bent oak trees, and there's like a tree, oak tree that's probably 3 inches and maybe 2 inches in diameter, circumference, and
right.
It's been broken in two. It's got to be somebody strong to just break that wood in two, you know. It's just evidence all over the place. And the one thing is my uncle drives a log truck. He passed away 2 years ago, but he had 19 log truck tires, and it was all around the trail, so I took all the – it was heavy. Those tires were heavy, and I put them to one side, and about a month later I went around to see down that trail, and the tires were strewn all over the place. So what I did was I took those tires and I put it real neatly. And then next month again, I went over there. The tires were strewn all over the place. So I went down into the trail, and I found tires all the way into the woods. I mean, deeper into the woods. And nobody's been back there. And my niece, she takes jars of peanut butter down there,
right,
and leaves it down at the bottom of the hill, and then she goes to check on it, and the peanut butter jar is gone. And she'll put another one over there, and it's gone. And some guy said that he was walking through the trail back there, and he found that tire, those big log truck tires, and
right.
There were peanut butter jars inside the tires.
Huh.
So you know, we have activity going. My mama died about two and a half years ago, and she always said that she knew if the creature was around because she starts smelling the real bad odor, and the dogs will start barking, and then they'll run up to the porch and just kind of, with their tails tucked between their legs, you know, they were afraid, you know. So
sure, that's typical.
We've had one guy. I probably told you this, but we have two casinos about a mile and a half where I live. Anyway, he claims that he saw, when he was waiting for his son to get off of work from the casino, he said there was somebody walking by when he was sitting in the back of the casino by the road. Somebody's walking by, and he looked up, and there was this big, tall, hairy creature walking by. And it was, the creature was walking around in the parking lot by the road. He said he watched it. He looked up, and the creature looked down and looked at him, and he said he could see the red eyes. And the creature calmly walked across the road and went into the wooded area where there's where the golf course is, you know. So we're still having good sightings here continually.
So when you say here, where in Mississippi is the Choctaw Nation?
It's central Mississippi. It's our town is pretty famous. If you ever seen the movie Mississippi Burning, it's about our town, and there's a couple of documentaries about our town and civil rights, and there were three civil rights workers we had murdered, and it's pretty famous, you know. Yeah, we got Marty Stewart, the country singer that, you know, that is from Philadelphia, Mississippi. And Philadelphia is only like 5 miles away from me. And we got the football players, the Manning brothers. They come here a lot because their mother is from down the road from where I live. You
know. Oh, okay.
So we get some famous people here all the time, you know. But the thing that intrigues me is the ever continuing sightings of Bigfoot. And
yeah,
I had a sighting myself in 1973. And I've been at that time I never heard of Bigfoot, but I saw what I saw, and I thought this got to be, you know, I try to be logical about it. I thought it could be a bear, but we don't have bears, you know. Anyway, it was all hairy and it didn't look like a man. It didn't look like a bear. It stood there like a man. And we had that campfire going and I could see the light shimmering kind of on that hair of his. And he took one step. And I probably saw him for about 2 or 3 seconds, and I ran through the trail, and that creature was right beside me all the way out of the trail. So that's my experience with Bigfoot. So
wow.
I didn't know what a Bigfoot was at the time, and sometime later I saw the Patterson-Gimlin video, and
right.
I said to myself, that's what I saw. So, and the other thing is me and Matt Jackson went down. My cousin got a video of the creature, and it was kind of an orange-colored creature. And Tom saw that, I believe. And after Tom left, me and Matt Jackson went through the woods. And we found a lair. It looked like a big, huge teepee structure. And Matt Jackson was videotaping that with his cell phone, and I told him I got to get back to the car, but my knees killing me, and it took me about 15 minutes to get out of the woods, and a few minutes later he came over, and about midnight that night he said, "Hey, you got to see this." I said, "Well, I'm about to go to sleep." He said, "No, Don, you got to see it now." So he brought the video over. He put that video on his laptop. And
right.
While he was recording the lair, the big old tent structure, the teepee structure, he inadvertently got a video of the creature. And,
oh, my goodness.
He said, look, just wait. He's going to stick his head out of behind that. There's a lot of bushes and a tree. He's going to stick his head out. And he did. The creature stuck his head out twice. And then he said, now watch this. So about a minute later into the video, the creature walked out in full view. And you know what? He didn't even see it until he was looking at the video that night, and he brought it over and we both watched it, you know, and it was an orange colored creature. Call him Rusty. We call him Rusty because it's got that rust color, kind of orangish, you know. So that creature's been spotted several times on a reservation. So we still have a lot of sightings, you know, and it's it's a rash of sightings, you know, and it's continuing, and hopefully searching for Bigfoot Incorporated can come by and do more research on it, you know.
Well, we're probably going to be coming out sometime in August, so we'll put you on the schedule. Hopefully the sightings are still happening, and we'll get our butts out there and bring the crew along, and we'll see what we can see. What do you think, buddy?
Well, yeah, your buddies are here from...
Which ones?
Fighting Bigfoot people. You know, the TV people.
That's not a
buddy. I got to talking to Bobo, and he came over with his cameraman. And I took him to my mama's backyard where, you know, all the sightings have been occurring. He said he didn't want to do nothing there. He wanted a secluded area, so I took him out to the swamps. And he said that night he did some wood knock, and he got a response one time, and that's it. So early in the morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, they were packing up their gear.
Drinking,
and
smoking, you know, doing drugs. Yeah.
And he said it was deer season, and all these deer hunters came over and recognized them. They were signing autographs in the woods.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they were here, and they didn't see anything. But we had a lot of interested people, and we still have the tribal members. Several of them wanna be involved with searching for Bigfoot. Whenever you guys can come down here, they want to be participate and camping out and
well, awesome,
and,
Darren. You know, that's we'll definitely do that. And I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing your Choctaw Nation Bigfoot experiences with us. It's always wonderful when we get to see some locals that families and friends that have been around for a long time, and we do appreciate it. And
I'll try to see if I can find that fella's telephone number for a copy of that that little creature.
Would love to see it. Would love to see
Alrighty.
It.
Alrighty.
Awesome.
Good talking to you.
Thank
and
you, Darren.
Hope to see
Marco,
you again.
We're going
to
hit a commercial. Come on the backside with Audrey from Kentucky. And that was Darren from Mississippi from the Choctaw Nation, friends, with some really interesting information about Bigfoot. We hear that there's actually some real sightings going on down in the Mississippi Valley area. Let's hit it.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Lundgren. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back.
All right. All righty. You know, folks, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Arkansas, we got Bigfoot sightings coming in from all over. We're going to shoot on over to Kentucky and talk with Audrey down there in Kentucky and see what's happening. Audrey, how are you, darling?
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Well, you know, honey, I'm doing real well. You know, life just seems to always want to serve me a bunch of lemons, so I make a bunch of lemonade, I freeze it, and I make popsicles and hand to the kids.
There you go. That's how you do that.
What's going on, girl? You got something happening down in your area?
Well, somebody hooked up with me. They heard me on the show, and he got in touch with me. And he's been telling me quite a bit here lately, and I've been so busy with him off and on. And the things he's telling me is really interesting.
Really?
Like Sasquatch, lay it down online. Sasquatch, or the government has been tracking them for years and putting trackers in them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they've been, there's a place down on Dixie Highway that you're not allowed over there. And people have said sightings of Sasquatch there. Well, they live there. They live there like a village. And the government has got places set up that you can't go on that they actually live on. And there are several ones that cannot talk. He said they're just like they can't talk. They got that sound and noise that you can't break through them. There's ones that they take and put on them places they put them on. He said they can talk like us. They're intelligent like us. They look more like us than the other ones. They're not as wild, I guess. He said they track them, they put trackers in them, and he said they can generate their heat. I said, okay. He said, like when it gets cold, all that degrees, I don't care how much fur you got, you're going to get cold. Their body generates heat automatically. They can turn it on and off whenever they want and make themselves super warm.
Really?
Wow. That makes sense. I said, and he was going on and on about all kinds of stuff. I'm like, I mean, I'm still learning from him. He said, well, can I use your name?
What
no,
they got,
don't
like,
use my name.
Blankets or something, Audrey?
Well, their body, you know how you can get yourself warm if you get next to somebody? You know how your body automatically, it'll get hotter, you know. It'll heat up. They can make it heat up to where they can take the winter. That's how they stay
so they don't
warm.
Have
their body.
On them, Audrey?
The Sasquatch have hair, but even in that kind of 18 below zero, they can stay warm because of their body heat generates. It'll turn on and keep them warm.
You're saying it gets to be
wow.
18 below zero off of Dixie Highway?
No, sweetie. I'm talking about Sasquatches all over the world in colder places, colder climates.
Okay, darling.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, down here.
We're
it gets cold down here, too. Yeah, well, I know. I'm so excited about all this. I
no
know
problem.
You know me. I'm bouncing around. But, like, you know,
so,
in the cold places.
Right. So who is this gentleman?
He won't let me say. He was weird when he approached me. Said he's been hearing me on the show for quite a while, and he wanted to just chit-chat with me, and he's been touching base with me, and he was telling me how valuable they are. He says, nobody will never catch a Sasquatch. Even if they catch a Sasquatch. He said the government will be on them so fast they will shut them down. They will take them away from them because they put trackers on them. They keep radar on them. Like, you know, you put something in the ocean, you put a tracker on, you can tell where it's at. Well, that's what they do with these guys. They track them down. And the government knows what he's doing. And he said, do you know how valuable they are? He says, you can take. And he says, it's going to sound off the wall, but take it to the wall. Take it to the, believe me, he said. You can take their blood. You can put it with water. If you've got cancer, it's gone. Their blood can cure your diseases. Yes.
Really?
So I'm like, I'm listening to him. You know, he may be crazy or not, but, you know, I'm open-minded to this stuff. You know what I mean?
Sure. Now, wait a minute. Now,
so
wait,
I'm like,
expand on this. So wait a minute. If within their blood they have something, which I don't know if they don't or if they do, they have some kind of a hemoglobin that, you know, fights off cancer, that makes sense because, you know, there
Here's
are people
it.
that are immune to certain diseases, and they take those people's blood and they make that anti-serum. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yeah, I guess. Now, wait a minute. Audrey, are you having relations with this gentleman?
No. And I'm like, well, ain't you scared the government's going to track you down? He goes, I'm getting old, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
He said, I'm getting up in age, I don't care. He says their body, they live, the ones that are on their property and they protect them and they live, I call it a village, he called it a group or whatever he called it. They protect mm-hmm. them, okay? They socialize with them. They talk to them. He has
Who
talked
does?
To them. He said, they talk. This guy, he says, I've been there. They talk like me and you, Audrey. I said,
is
really? He goes, yeah, some
there?
Of them don't. Some of them don't, huh?
Is he going to take you there?
No, he won't take me. I wish he would. But he told me where a couple of spots is at. He said, that's up to you what you do with that one, but you better be careful. But
mm-hmm.
he said, this is true. This has been going. He said, they used to catch them way back in the day and cut them
mm-hmm.
up and kill them and do mean stuff to them. But they
right.
found that there's different types of ones, and the ones that they was catching were like the wild, crazy ones. You're like the ones that's like up in the woods, and you hear about them throwing rocks at people's cabins, and they're real, they can be very violent. And they
right.
can't talk like the rest of them can. I said, yeah, I've seen different-looking face ones, you know, different, you know, ones that look more like us. And some of them
right.
are like, wild, wild man, you know. And he says, yeah. He says, they cured. He said they got the cure for rabies. They can't get rabies. They get bit by ticks. They can't get none of that. They can live over 400 years. They live a very long life. They can't get sick like us.
And he says there's like a community of them living over there.
Off of Dixie. He said, yeah. I said, you know, I've been up there, and I've seen mm-hmm. them things, and they chase us. And a long time ago, that story I was telling you about. He said, yeah, they got them behind their fences. And I wouldn't go behind her if I were you, but yes. They live up there. They you know, they can provide for them. They, you know, a community. And they go in there and they give their blood. I said, well, they got all these cures, which I don't doubt. I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're out in the woods. They get bit by ticks, you know. Seems like they would die for something. You'd have found one dead, you know. From tick
right.
bites. You know, they can give you Rocky Mountain fever. He said, Audrey. He said, unless you're rich, you're not going to get that cure. He said, listen to me.
Huh.
Sure, they could go out here and cure the world of everything with the Sasquatch blood, can cure everything, diabetes, you name it. You take it to the bank. He said, well, what's
mm-hmm.
going to happen to the industry of the doctors? How much millions of dollars will that stop? Got a point. Get the cure for everything in the world from a Sasquatch. Jesus.
Sure.
Well, you know, doctors do it. It's only
nope.
for the elite. That's it.
Oh, like the Illuminati.
And they keep it pretty damn much. And he said, that's the way it goes. I said, wow. He said, oh, yeah. And he said, they'll never catch a Sasquatch. I hear about it. They'll never catch them because there's done been some that's been caught. Bam. Government stops them. Makes you like
right
it was
here,
a fake one.
Bam.
Yep,
they,
right then there.
They roll up with the back trucks and the helicopters, and they come to your property, and they take you away, don't they?
Pretty damn much. And you better be silent for the rest of your life, pretty much. I mean, you know,
well,
it's sad, you know.
It's that's a crazy story there, Audrey. I'm telling you, you know.
Well, I mean, these things are durable. Look how far they can jump and how strong they are, you know. Their bodies hatch to build up over the hundreds of thousands of people, however long they've been on here, building up to immunity
right.
to everything, you know.
Sure.
And they're 90%
sure.
vegetarians, you know.
Yeah. Well, they say that sharks have some cancer-fighting properties, so, you know, heck, maybe Bigfoot does, but the cure for everything. I mean, could you imagine letting that out in the world? That would just, it would destroy our economy. You know, insurance companies,
that's what they say.
Doctors, nurses, you know, all of it. Now, let's think. Maybe because you know you heard Theron, right? That you heard Theron talk.
Right.
Okay, and he said that his friend he showed him a film or a picture of a little gray alien. So perhaps
right.
maybe there's something to this story where the aliens and Bigfoot are working together, and the aliens, I bet they have the cure for everything because they've been around for billions and gazillions of years, right?
Right. Maybe they're getting it from Sasquatch.
Maybe so.
And that's why they're here. They live here in the desert. They live underground in the desert. That's been proven. But they're not going to let that out. You know, there could be. There's a connection to everything.
Right.
That's probably
you know,
why they come
I,
here, find the Sasquatch, trace them down, take the blood, and go cure the people on another planet. You never
know. Now
let's
expand a little bit on the talking part. So he says they talk. What do you mean?
Like us.
Like you
and
like
me? Like we talk. Yes. This is clear as me and you.
English?
They know how to talk. English. Well, I don't know. He said they talk like me and you, as I said. So I take it, you know. He said, they're just as clear as me and you. I said, well, heck, they're probably clearer than me. he said, yeah, they got good English. But, yeah, he says he's had contact with them. He's been on them places with them, you know. And
right. They,
you know, they provide fruit for them. They love cantaloupes.
Who doesn't?
And they do. Both really. And he says peanut butter is one of the things they do like peanut butter. But they don't want them to have the peanut butter because of what peanut butter can do to you. You know, they try not to give it.
What can peanut butter do to you?
Well, if you look at your study on peanut butter, it's where it gives you cancer more than anything on the face of the earth, more than cigarettes.
Really?
Peanut butter. Yeah.
I love peanut butter.
I do too. Uh-huh. Every time I look at it, I think about that.
You heard it first here. Bigfoot says that peanut butter can give you cancer. Oh my goodness!
The doctors did. If the doctors did study on peanut butter, that's why they won't give it to them. I said, really? He's telling me all this. Yes, they will not give it to them. He said, you might as well smoke 10 cartons of cigarettes, because that's what that peanut butter does to people. It gives them cancer. I said, wow. Okay.
You got me thinking about that, because I eat a lot of peanut butter.
I do too. You want to have a lot of cancer. Yeah, you want to have a cancer. So even if they got all the cure, they don't want to pollute them. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So
sure.
They give them natural stuff. But they're happy.
So
they're very happy there. They don't even want to leave.
What else has this gentleman told you about? You're going to have to, you know,
pretty much, you know, we've been talking off and on. Sometimes he tries to show up and then he don't show up. And I'm like, whatever on your time. I don't care. And he was really curious about me going to the bathroom outside. I said, I'm so embarrassed. He said, well, honey, you got to go. You're going to do the pee-pee dance. You don't pee yourself.
Right.
But he wanted my urine. He wanted my urine. I said, okay. Yeah, he said, he says, I want you to urinate for a week, put it in a jar, wherever you want to put it, give it to me. So he hasn't got back with me yet. He said, because for some reason you're drawing now, and that's not normal. So he says, we're going to see you. I said, maybe I'm a damn alien. I don't know it.
Hey, Audrey, you know we love you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A guy just asked you to pee in a jar for a week and save it for him. That's kind of strange.
Yeah, he took it. Well, he said it's attracting them. It's attracting them. He said, you're attracting them.
I don't know about that, Audrey.
He might be one of those showers
kind of guys. He takes a drill and drills holes in the top of that mason jar, hangs that jar up there and stands under it or something. Something don't seem right about this guy now.
Well, he said he wants to check my urine. He says, sounds like to me that you're attracting what you're urinating. You don't know you're doing it. I said, well, I'll do admit that, you know, I wasn't urinating outside. Hell, I couldn't get in my house. I locked myself out.
Audrey,
I was so stupid. Yeah.
Did you save up your pee and give it to him, Audrey?
Well, I did a little bit. I said, well, you know, I don't have no problem with this. If you want to do this. He said, look, I'm not a weirdo. He said, I'm not a freak. He says, I'm telling you, I'm going to just do this. I said, okay. And he's going to get back with me, he says. And he always gets back. And he's, you know, I don't know if he's a nut. I told him, I said, I don't know if you're a nut. He goes, you can take whatever you want about me, but I'm telling you the truth. I said, you know,
Sasquatch. Did he get back to you after you gave him the urine, Audrey?
No, it's been a week. No, he said he's going to get
back.
He said, give me about a week. No, he said, give me about a week, week and a half. I'll be back, you know. I said, okay, no problem. I said, well, unless you wind up dead.
I can't wait to hear about this. What
you and me too. I want to know. I said, what? He says, don't worry about it. He says, I'm really not weird. He said, trust me. He said, I'm not weird, Audrey.
Uh-huh.
He says, you'd be surprised.
When somebody says, trust me, then the next words they say,
don't trust them.
Normally believe that you don't trust them. And he says, I'm not a weirdo.
Well,
and then he asks you to fill up a mason jar with your urine. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
pretty much. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, what if he is right? What if he's right about all this stuff?
That's still kind of weird.
It's a shame we can't really catch a Sasquatch to find out for real, you know what?
Right.
It'd be nice
but
to cure a lot of kids
that have
cancer. But
you're going to let us know
what happens, right? Well, shoot, yeah. I'm going to let you know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm waiting, too.
Okay.
I feel you through the phone.
You got it, Audie.
You just want to laugh. You just want
to
laugh.
It is always a pleasure to have you on. I smile. I squint. I give these weird looking mouth. I'm telling you. You know, it's
well, we got the
good
one tonight.
Have you on the show, darling. Okay. I mean, the show is running. I got 14 minutes left, and I got two more guests, darling.
Okay.
But
okay.
I want to thank you, and I want you to. Look, I'm going to call you in a couple of weeks because I want to hear about what's happening with this guy where I'm going to have you back on. Okay, darling?
Okay, sweetie.
Audrey, just down and listen, and maybe you'll hear something that you haven't heard before. Awesome.
That sounds good.
Marco, why don't we move on to, I think it was D or Ken. Which one's on?
D.
Okay. Let's move on to D. Doss out in Oklahoma. Homa, you know,
yeah.
The founder of the Bigfoot Dogman Research Project, or BDRP. And we had him on about a few weeks ago. And, you know, I want to get your take on everything you've heard there, D.
I don't see D.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
He has it
I don't
up.
Know. He was dialed in. But I don't see his number on there now.
Okay, he must have dropped. So, what about Ken from Michigan?
Okay, hold on.
Yep, I'm right here.
How are you, Ken?
Good, how you doing?
You know, I'm listening to all these stories, and I'm talking about the gray aliens and the guy that's asking for urine, and I don't know, what do you think about that?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not sure if that's the right show for them, but I think this is a really good show, and I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, and I think it was very interesting, and me and my wife are people watchers, and we just really want to know what these people look like now, you know what I mean? I'm like, I really want to know. So we got to get, like, the show back on a video channel or something, YouTube videos, a series going, because we got to see these faces, man. Because this
I'm
show is just, it's ready to explode, and I'm thinking you got some video footage of some really cool, interesting people, and we should just start putting them together and getting their stories. And then it's more of a documentation than just a you know, a quick interview on the night. Like we're doing right now, but I'm super excited, though. Things are going good.
Tell me, what's happening up in Michigan?
Well, I mean, we've been working on a lot of stuff. We repaired a lot of bird cages that were destroyed in the wintertime. And you remember, we're Waterwood Farms Animal Rescue and Sanctuary. And we've actually touched base with a lot of people, and we're right now currently working on something with Gerber. Gerber
I'm
baby
standing.
Food.
Yeah.
We're trying to get going, and if things get going good, we'll have a lot of cameras down there for a lot of videotaping of who knows what all, because we've seen some really interesting stuff lately, you know, and I mean, I didn't see any red eyes or anything, and nope, and nobody got our pee, but I didn't even see any aliens, but there was some very unique things that we've seen in the sky flying around, you know, unique things, but I've seen like 100,000 different kinds of drones lately that anybody can get, and you can disguise them. So I think a lot of the stuff we see are probably drones.
Oh. Okay. And they're at night?
What's that?
They're flying around at nighttime?
Yeah, they fly them at nighttime. The state police have a big, long one. And if we live in the Manistee Forest, so they do, like, night cam pictures of infrared and stuff, and they just...
Looking for the dope.
Looking for something, probably. And then, you know, they go by here quite a bit, you know.
Hello, I'm MJ Davis.
Yeah, it's pretty nice over here.
Right.
But, yeah.
Any activity?
But, yeah, you know, there has been. You know, it's really interesting because there's a few new angles of stuff that we've been looking at, you know, of stuff. And we slowed down on the
trail. That's the motherland. And like I said, it's at the end of the trail. So the Pearl River.
Was that DDoS? What happened there?
What happened?
Hello?
I'm not sure.
That sounded very interesting. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it sounded like D, but go ahead, continue, Ken.
Yeah, I don't have his number. Don't have his number dialed in.
Huh. 5-8. Yeah, no, he was up there for a second. I guess he's coming in and out, but that's okay. We got
maybe his
Terry.
Okay, got
yeah,
it. Sorry.
So we'll continue with Ken unless D drops in.
No, I'm
he
right here.
Ken.
We've seen a lot of things that were very interesting that have been watching us, and we've been interacting with the animals. And there's a lot of these type of pine trees where they sag down and the limbs die, and then the tree keeps growing upward, and then these limbs are real hard, and some of them break, and they got sharp edges, and they're just kind of real dangerous and treacherous. So I took the saws on, chainsaw and saws. And I've been cleaning up all through the forest really nice, so everything's, like, you know, presentable, so you can run through there and stuff and check things out. And we had some of our chickens have been coming up missing, and so we were kind of starting to keep an eye on things a lot more and, you know, see what's exactly going on, what's taking them. We've seen some large objects that were watching us. And I'm not sure exactly, you know, when, you know, there's so many people, I've seen so many different videos on so many different things that people think are out there, you know,
right.
People describe all this stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, and when they say aliens, you know, I'm thinking, like, maybe we're all aliens, you know, from some different place, our origin, you know, I mean, if God is not from this world, obviously he's an alien. And so yeah, so that takes you to a place. You know, an alien, that word means not from here.
Right.
So, you know, in a sense, you know, some people think that the word alien just means a gray guy with big eyeballs or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe that's what, you know, it means to them. But to us, we, you know, so, you know, I'm sure we're all have different origins in the past, you know, but right now I think we're all heavily protected. And we're feeling
Ken?
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, you started beeping.
Yeah, we might be having some technical difficulties with the board tonight, but, you know, internet is internet. We do what we can.
No, we're excited about getting these cameras down there around the animal pens, and we've been putting wood chip walkways down because Trees Inc. has been trimming a lot of different trees up for people and wood chipping them, and they've been dropping truckloads of wood chips off. And then we're making pathways around the property. We're going to be planting more flowers each year. And so then when you go on these walks and come see the therapy animals in at Waterwoods Farms, and then you have an opportunity to sit down on a bench, and there will be a little spot you can look around, and you might just happen to see Bigfoot and his family walking around, and you're going to go, whoa, you know.
Outstanding.
My wife,
things are really working out for you up there. That's awesome to hear, brother. You know, things are getting better.
Oh, every day, and really super good. We Home Depot has got something for us. They want us to come over there tomorrow. And Lowell's, they've got some kind of big grant-type contract we're trying to get going where they'd sponsor us on a regular basis. for like building a barn or reproduction of a lot of things if they break or get worn out or something, because there's a lot of wood and stuff that we got to have fencing and to these enclosures for the animals, because big enclosures are kind of like a zoo, man. This is turning into like a zoo. And,
what you need to do is get a Bigfoot and keep them in a certain area and keep feeding them so they come back there a lot, so we can come out there and sit and just watch Bigfoot feed. You know what I mean?
You know, we're thinking that they were living here before we got here, and at first they were a little angry because we were running into each other, and now I from right where I'm at, I believe I'm not going to get any more broken ribs. I think they're going to, from the treats that we've been leaving them, they're enjoying it, you know. And if their kids are hyperactive and they ate them treats, they're not hyperactive anymore. Everybody's laid back. We make some campfires, and every campfire you'll see something large kind of looking from the woods at you. And then when my wife's watering the garden and different animal enclosures, because the animals have large water troughs, and she goes and fills them all up. And actually, we're putting in a new well system down there. We're currently working with the neighbor across the street, and he's got some stories, but he's real shy about sharing them. And he's been out here for 40 some years, and this guy looks like Hillbilly Jim. He's huge with a beard. He's tall, huge, giant. He's like huge. Strong man, like could flip a car over, and he was telling me something, and there's another guy down the way, and I think they're about to break down and tell me what's really going on out here, you know, that we don't know, because we've only been here for, this is the third year.
Well, you know, it takes time for people to get used to you, and once they start to feel comfortable, they'll start letting the stories out. Folks, you know, it's getting about that time again. I want to thank all our guests this evening, Ken from up in Michigan, Audrey down in Kentucky, and Theron in Mississippi. We've got the last minute, and I'm going to run off to my team here. Rocky, what do you got, buddy?
I think Rocky's gone.
Dropped off.
They all dropped off.
Yep.
How about Leo?
No, Leo's still here.
Last word, Leo.
Hey, folks. Keep looking for the big guy. We're eventually going to find it. Who brought you?
Who brought you? And Doyle up in Kentucky. Last word, Doyle.
Out again. A lot of changes in the environmental, the nature sites down here. There have been a lot of changes, a lot of releases on elk and different types of animals. Things are happening down here in Kentucky, and you got to come down. We got to go.
Outstanding. I want to say thank you to my greatest co-host in the world, Marco Bill. Marco, thank you very much. Folks, don't forget, check out searchingforbigfoot.com. Check out our website. Go to our Yahoo store. Pick up something for Bigfoot. Look, check out our movie. See what we got over there. We've got some new T-shirts up there for this summer. There's a little square, a little black and gray, and Expedition Team, they says on them. All the important people got them, so why don't you get on out there and check it out? Otherwise, you can see us all here, the gang talking Bigfoot, next week, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Miss Calabas, I'm coming to get you.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a goal and a pact that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions. no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster, mission, mysteries, legend, tales, and facts.